VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a former prosecutor involved in a Jeffrey Epstein plea deal in 2008 says stricter federal charges had been prepared against Epstein, but they were abandoned after a meeting between Epstein's lawyers and then U.S. Attorney Alex Acosta.
Barry Krischer was the Palm Beach County state attorney in 2008 when a lenient plea deal was arranged for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Krischer says the U.S. Attorney's Office could file its own federal charges and actually prepared to. Acosta suggested in a news conference that he had to intervene in the state attorney's deal, which would have let Epstein walk free.
It's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. President Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the U.S. accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there is no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program, and there's no way to read this as anything other than a crude and transparent attempt to extort payment from the international community. Kazim Gharib Abadi is Iran's ambassador to the IAEA.
The United States has imposed economic terrorism against some states, including through imposition of sanctions and extraterritorial application of them. The sadistic tendency of the United States to use illegal unilateral sanctions as an instrument to coerce sovereign states and private entities should come to an end.
Iran is already reeling from sanctions Mr. Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. UN diplomats from 22 mostly European nations, along with Australia, Canada, Japan, and New Zealand, signed a letter in Geneva condemning China's treatment of Uyghurs and other Muslims in Xinjiang region. The ambassadors expressed concern about credible reports of arbitrary detention, as well as widespread surveillance and restrictions, particularly targeting Uyghurs and other minorities in that region. They urged China to stop detaining minorities and grant them freedom of movement within their communities. The ambassadors chose to raise their concerns in a letter instead of a resolution, which China would have undoubtedly squelched. An asylum seeker tells Congress about her daughter's death in U.S. custody. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
At an emotional House subcommittee hearing on Capitol Hill, a young Guatemalan mother, Yasmin Juarez, spoke Wednesday of struggling with the death of her infant daughter last year at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. Some lawmakers on the panel were visibly emotional. Democrat Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts apologized to the grieving woman.
I'm so very sorry that we have failed you.
But Republican Chip Roy of Texas bristled at the hearing's title, Kids in Cages.
I've seen the facilities and I've not seen a single cage in the way that it is being depicted.
The hearing was the first of three planned over the coming weeks on the issue. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is set to vote this Thursday on whether to authorize issuing subpoenas to current and former Trump administration and campaign officials as part of investigations into obstruction of justice, corruption, and the administration's policies of separating families and detaining children at the border. Democrats who led the committee have expressed frustration at what they say is a lack of cooperation from the White House and federal agencies in response to its request to interview officials and obtain documents. The White House has directed some officials, such as the former counsel Don McGahn, not to answer the committee's questions, as Republicans accuse Democrats of dragging out investigations and wasting lawmakers' time. A who's who of conservative groups will be heading to the White House this Thursday to discuss how to deal with reports and stories from social media. Social media giant Twitter and Facebook will not be there. They reportedly have not been invited. Few details are available about the White House summit and its attendees, but the event comes amid wide-ranging criticisms of the companies. Some argue the social media companies are silencing conservative voices. Others say they are not doing enough to protect users from misinformation and offensive posts. One area of agreement, the tech firms are powerful and control important conduits of information and commerce. There is mounting antitrust scrutiny and calls for looking into whether they should be broken up. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.